This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The BUT wants clear timelines for the implementation of the Ministry of Education's measures to address violence in schools. Classes at the Grantley Adams School remain online this week. The National Task Force on Homelessness reports family conflict as the leading cause of homelessness in the country. Thousands of Barbadians turn out for this year's Walk for the Cure, and a state of emergency declared in parts of Florida as a hurricane approaches the already ravaged Gulf Coast. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, is calling for clear timelines from the Ministry of Education on when it will implement the initiatives outlined in a recent national address. On Saturday, Education Minister Kay McConney outlined a plan to tackle school violence that involves what she called a whole-of-country approach. However, President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell, says while they support the strategies, many have been proposed before and it's time for implementation.
Much of what was said by Minister McConney on Saturday, the 5th of October, 2024, was said during a three-day meeting which commenced on May the 18th, 2019, at the Lloyd Erskine Center for a Center, including the fact that the Office of Student Support Services is on the staff. Audits on schools were commissioned to better inform the Ministry of Education, and the government had agreed to safety officers, additional guidance counselors, and social workers. Moreover, it was noted that disruptive students should be taken out of school to stop the environment from becoming toxic. The Barbados Union of Teachers supported the initiative suggested then, and we are supporting the ones proposed now.
He adds that the ministry needs to put timelines on these initiatives to be held accountable.
The BUT is requesting clear implementation timelines to ensure accountability and structure planning for the proposals to enable them to be translated into real changes.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell. The Ministry of Education has announced that classes at the Grantley Adams Memorial School will remain online this week. A statement from the ministry says the decision comes as the Board of Management awaits the results from tests recently conducted at the school plant. Parents and guardians have been asked to make the necessary arrangements for their children. A youth advocacy group has proposed some solutions which they believe can help to address a recent surge of violence in schools. Director of Communications with the Barbados Youth Development Council, Lashauna Griffith, wants to see more safe spaces made available for youth. Speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday, Ms. Griffith explained that several people continue to face the mental impact of the COVID-19 pandemic.
They receive severe mental challenges that the youth face. And those challenges have been exacerbated by COVID. So a lot of persons in that 3 to 4 year period had severe mental challenges, also had challenges in their household as well, with high dysfunctionalism being seen. So I think that the first thing that youth need is a safe space that they can share what they're experiencing, that they can feel as though they're being heard and being seen. And that's the first step.
She also called for a national consultation on crime to find better ways of assisting the island's youth.
Also, the youth need opportunities. And while Barbados Youth Development Council has been creating those opportunities, as well as the Ministry of Youth, there's still so much more that can be done by the private sector in assisting with having opportunities for the youth. Because the time now has ended for all the talk. We need action. And to have that action, we're definitely going to need that national consultation on crime. And we're also going to need all sectors to come together, sit at the table and decide what can we do to help our young people.
Director of Communications with the Barbados Youth Development Council, Lashauna Griffith. Thousands of Barbadians braved the rainy weather to support this year's CIBC Walk for the Cure. Speaking on the sidelines of the charitable walk at Warren St. Michael yesterday, medical coordinator for the Barbados Cancer Society, Dr. Shirley Jagru, stressed that the event is about raising awareness for breast cancer. She's also urging Barbadians to do consistent breast self-examinations.
This year, what our t-shirts are saying, feel it, find it frightened. We're encouraging people to examine themselves. That's what this year logo and promotion is all about. We're trying to teach them how to do it and make sure that they're aware that they should do this. Because just on the 80% recently in 2000, the fine changes in the breast were found by the patients themselves.
Medical coordinator for the Barbados Cancer Society, Dr. Shirley Jagrew. The National Task Force on Homelessness reports a rise in homelessness, with family conflict identified as the leading cause. According to Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs and Task Force member Jehu Wiltshire, these findings came from a recent situation analysis conducted by the University of the West Indies. Mr. Wiltshire made the remarks during a church service at Calvary Moravian Church ahead of World Homeless Day, observed on October 10th.
There are various causes of homelessness, but do you know what is the number one cause of homelessness in this country? Family conflict, about 60%. It would appear to us that, especially since COVID-19, that families are less tolerant, are less patient to deal with conflict in the family. Only this week, I had to find temporary accommodation for a young girl with a baby. She has another child of 12 years old, and she was actually sleeping by a friend. The 12-year-old child is with the father. The baby is sleeping with her friend, and she is sleeping on the floor. I wish to see us regain that Barbados. Then we look out for each other.
Mr. Wiltshire stressed the urgent need to address homelessness, stating an action plan will be in place by the end of the year.
We undertook a survey on the night of the 23rd of December 2023, and we found that there are 239 persons. 139 are actually living on the streets, and 86 are in various shelters. We are going to do another one this year because we do believe there has been an increase in homelessness, as I said, essentially because there's less tolerance in the family unit. There's actually the breakdown of the family structure, and that is something that we are going to be working towards heavily as we seek to amalgamate the various social service entities. And later this year, we intend to have a national policy and strategic action plan on homelessness that is being undertaken by the University of the West Indies.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs and member of the National Task Force on Homelessness, Jehu Wiltshire. Barbados yesterday commemorated the 48th anniversary of the bombing of Cubana Airlines Flight 455 in a ceremony at the monument site at Paynes Bay in St. James. The occasion also marked the second CARICOM Cuba Day against terrorism. Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Sandra Husbands, delivered remarks emphasizing the significance of the day and the deepening partnership between Barbados and Cuba.
Our relationship will continue to blossom, reaching new heights in the field of health, agriculture, sports, culture, and education in a manner that allows our societies to flourish in unison. As we pause on this day to remember those lives that ended prematurely on October 6, 1976, let us maintain our resolve to strengthen the fraternal relationship between Barbados, CARICOM, and the Republic of Cuba, and together with like-minded nations and peoples, let us continue to fight against the scourge of terrorism in all of its manifestations and wherever it occurs.
Acting Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Sandra Husbands. And finally, a state of emergency has been declared in parts of Florida as a hurricane barrels toward the already ravaged Gulf Coast. The National Hurricane Center confirmed that Milton, currently off the coast of Mexico, had intensified to a Category 1 hurricane on Sunday and could pose life-threatening hazards for parts of Florida's west coast. It comes just 10 days after Storm Helene, the deadliest mainland storm since Katrina in 2005, tore through the southeast, killing at least 225 people, with hundreds still missing. In Florida, where Helene left at least 14 dead, Governor Ron DeSantis issued the emergency warning for 35 counties and said preparations were underway to restore power and clear roads ahead of Milton's arrival. Recapping the headlines, the BUT wants clear timelines for the implementation of the Ministry of Education's measures to address violence in schools. Classes at the Grantley Adams Memorial remain online this week. The National Task Force on Homelessness reports family conflict is the leading cause of homelessness in the country. Thousands of Barbadians turn out for this year's Walk for the Cure, and a state of emergency declared in parts of Florida as a hurricane approaches the already ravaged Gulf Coast. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.